Secretary of State Colin Powell says he's planning a trip to Syria in order to give diplomacy a chance to resolve differences between Washington and Damascus. In an interview with the Associated Press, Powell did not say when the trip will take place. The Bush administration has criticized Syria for its support of Saddam Hussein's Iraq. It also has accused Syria of harboring members of the former Iraqi regime. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Damascus.
After days of mounting criticism from U.S. officials, Syrian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Buthaina Shaban says she's relieved to hear more conciliatory words from Washington, but she admits it has been a difficult time.
We hear so many mixed signals. We're a little bit confused in what is happening in Washington, you know. And the fact of the matter is that Syria is doing many of the things for its own interest that the American government is saying Syria should do.
Among them, says Shaban, closing Syria's borders to officials of Saddam Hussein's regime, whom she says are unwelcome here. Shaban says more dialogue and cooperation between the U.S. and Syria could help clear up misunderstandings and tensions between the two countries. Damascus, she says, has supported Washington in many ways, including in its war against terrorism. And although Syria opposed America's invasion of Iraq, Shaban says Syria would cooperate with the U.S. now to help the Iraqi people.
Syria would do everything it can that would serve the Iraqi people, would ensure that the Iraqi people run their own country and govern themselves.
But Western analysts say Washington is pushing for a different kind of cooperation. Syria is on Washington's list of states that sponsor terror, and U.S. officials would like it to cut ties with militant anti-Israeli groups like Hamas and the Lebanese Shiite group Hezbollah. But Haysam Kailani, a former Syrian representative to the United Nations, says the Damascus government will never sever its ties with these groups as long as Israel occupies the Golan Heights, land it captured from Syria during the 1967 Arab-Israeli War.
هذه أوراق لا نستطيع أن نتخلى عنها.
These cards cannot be discarded by the Syrians, he says, because they're needed to pressure Israel to negotiate the liberation of the Golan Heights. Syria came close to reaching a peace agreement with Israel in 1999, but the deal broke down over Israel's refusal to return all of the Golan Heights, a key Syrian demand. Lebanese analyst Michael Young believes Syria's main fear now is that U.S. threats are aimed ultimately at forcing Syria to make major concessions to the Israelis.
They feel that, in fact, the United States is not interested in giving them a say in any kind of peace deal with Israel. They feel, on the contrary, that the United States today is trying to put a permanent end to Syrian demands on the Golan Heights, that essentially the U.S. is trying to intimidate them out of any kind of peace negotiation.
Young believes Syria will quietly make some concessions. He says it has no other choice. At the very least, says Young, Syria may agree to limit Hezbollah's margin of maneuver in South Lebanon. Still, there is fear here that Washington may follow up on recent threats to impose political and economic sanctions against Damascus if it fails to accede to all U.S. demands. But Syrian spokeswoman Buthaina Shaban says Damascus is prepared to face the consequences.
We have been subjected to pressure before. We will be subjected to pressure now and in the future. So we don't fear for the future.
Kate Seeley, NPR News, Damascus.